Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An apparent failed coup attempt erupted Wednesday in Bolivia. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, Juan José Zuniga, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers, and I will not allow this insubordination." Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. They waved Bolivian flags. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel and the United States said on Wednesday they had made progress toward resolving a rift over U.S. weapons shipments after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly accused President Joe Biden's administration of slowing down deliveries. Meanwhile, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey said his country stood in solidarity with Lebanon amid growing tensions with Israel on Wednesday. In a speech to his AK Party lawmakers in Parliament, Erdogan said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu planned to spread the Gaza war to the region. He called on regional countries to also support Beirut. Cross-border strains between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have been escalating in recent weeks, stoking fears of an all-out war between the two sides. Shelling across Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and